Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Judges chapter 1. Let's read from the book of Judges chapter 1. We read from verse 1-7. Now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, "Who shall be the first to go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them?" Let's look at. And the Lord said, "What is the meaning of Judah?" Praise. Go and check the Bible. Even when they were in the wilderness, it's Judah that goes first. When they are about to leave their camp, it's Judah that... We can read from the Bible different instances. It's Judah that goes first. If you don't know how to make Judah go first, you will struggle. Praising and worshiping, singing to God in a prayer meeting is not for people to... It's not for us to wait for people to come. Praise is prayer. It is cocoa. Do you understand? So people that come to church and you just sit down and wait and let them finish, let MJ and his pastor finish this their partnership so that we can pray. We are here to pray. Let them finish this way we can pray. Praise is what we have come to do because it is part of prayer. But just bear in mind that praise must go first. Don't ever break that protocol. It has broken many people. It is not in your shouting. Let praise go first. Other things can follow. Do you understand? Lift your right hand up. Can you give him praise? Let me hear you. From the bottom of your heart, just thank him. Just appreciate him. Just appreciate him. You have done great and mighty things. I'm here to appreciate you. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And he said, and the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand. So Judah said to Simeon, his brother, come up with me to my allotted territory that we may fight against the Canaanites. And I will likewise go with you to your allotted territory. And Simeon went with him. Then Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand, and they killed 10,000 men of Bezek. Even if we stay there, verse 4, whenever praise goes up, the Lord delivers. There's always deliverance when praise goes up. Whenever praise goes up, you can read from the Bible, walls of Jericho, Jehoshaphat, many places. When praise goes up, deliverance follows. And Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand, and they killed 10,000 men at what? At Bezek. Verse 5. From verse 5 to 7, I want us all to read together because that's where I'm going to. Yeah, let's go. One, two, go. And they found Adonai Bezek in Bezek and fought against him. And they defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Then Adonai Bezek fled. And they pursued him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and his toes. Verse 7. And Adonai Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off used to gather scraps under my table, as I have done. So God has repaid me. Then they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Please, let's talk about impairment. Let me not talk about physical impairment. Next week, we'll come and talk about affliction, and I take physical impairment. There are many. What is impairment? Impairment, or to be impaired, is to be diminished in ability, to be diminished in value, to be diminished in excellence. Go and try it if you have heart. Cut your thumb. Cut your toes. You will know that if your toes are cut, you can't stand upright for long. You will know that if your thumbs are cut, you can't carry anything. Try it. The man looks normal. He is excellently dressed, but he is impaired. He has diminished in ability. He has diminished in value. He has diminished in excellence. Now, like this you be before. Some of you, if you look at your life, say, now me be this. What did it happen to me, sir? It is impairment. And there is help for you in the house. When you lose quality, when you diminish in function, in ability, in quality, it is impairment. When you are weakened, when you are damaged, when you begin to function poorly or inadequately, like a man whose thumb and toes has been cut off, it is impairment. When you are walking below your capacity for no just reason, no cause of yours, it is impairment. So to impair is to cause to become worse. So what we are saying is that for anyone that the law of diminishing returns are setting, without no reason, you have lost ability, you have lost value, you have lost excellence, things have taken a downturn, there is help for you in this service. Do we understand? But you know what? Number five, one thing, you have to tell yourself the truth. It's not everybody that is impaired here. But you have to tell yourself the truth. To impair is to devalue. Oh. How much is this? Is this 500 naira? But it has been impaired. Between last year, January, and September this time, if you keep this money in bank, it has become like 300 naira. On it, it is within 500 naira. Or we see you the way you are, you might have lost value. Things might have been wrong with you. In fact, your money standing still in bank already, inflation last week was 20.2. So if you save your money, they give you a money percent. If they love, they give you 5%. Nobody even give you 5%. So by keeping your money in bank only, it is impaired. By keeping your money at home only, it is impaired. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You might not look it, but you might be it. Lift your right hand up. Say, I pray. Say, I come in the name of Jesus. Say, in any way I have lost value. Say, I have lost quality. That I have lost excellence. Oh Lord, restore me back. In the name of, restore. Every yoke of impairment over my destiny, let them be broken. Every yoke of impairment against and over my destiny, let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I don't know if you have had this kind of feeling that I have once in a while. I can do more than this. What I'm doing should yield more result than it is yielding. How come the same thing I did last year that yielded a great result, I'm doing the same thing, is yielding lower result? Is it impairment? Diminish. Whatever is diminishing your resources, diminishing you, let the Lord arise and arrest those things. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your amen? No, this feeling of I used to be better than this. What happened to me, sir? It is impairment. Let's look at this. 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9. First Peter 2, 9. But you, who are the you? You. Let's go. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises, that you may proclaim Judah, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness. Let's go back to the beginning. You are a chosen generation. Do you feel that? Is that your experience? If it is not, it is an impairment, and you must come back to where? To the default setting. We must get back to the default setting. Revelation 1:6. Revelation 1:6. You know the path, according to Romans, Proverbs 4, I think verse 8 or 18, the path of a righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. Anything in the opposite direction is an impairment that we should not allow to stand. Let's just go down. And he made us, no, go back to where, okay. And has made us, let's go. And has made us, he has made us. So there is King John. You were watching King Charles the Third. Is that the king of England? You are a king also. Is that what the Bible called you? Look at it now. Let's go. Kings and priests to his father, to his God and Father. To him be what? Be glory and dominion forever. Your life is meant to shine forth his glory. And your life is meant to express the dominion of a king. If it is not, it is an impairment. And there is help for the impaired. Listen to me. In the faith, we are not permitted to have last year better than. We don't say in the faith, I remember the good old days. The old days are not better than the present. Do you understand what I'm saying? You wake up every year, and this year is supposed to be better than the past. That is why God is going to make help available to us for every impairment in the name of Jesus. So, if you go back to the passage, he cut off their thumb, cut off their big toes, incapacitated their hands, so that they cannot possess or they cannot hold on to anything. If you discover that you are blessed and you lose, you bless and you lose, Adoni Bezek has affected your life. He has cut off your tomb. You can carry. If you discover that you are not stable, instability, it is the ministry of Adoni Bezek that has cut off the tomb. Or is it the tomb? The thumb and the toes. If you like a good identity, your thumb. Do you remember with thumbprint? Why the thumb is part of your identity. You lose your thumb, you lose identity. I pray for everyone here. Every evil operation of a devil to diminish your value, that operation and activity ends today. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh God, arise. Say, arise against every operation and activity of Adoni Bezek in my life. Say, every activity of impairment in my life. Oh Lord, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise against that activity. Oh Lord, for my sake, arise. Arise, arise, arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. A man whose toes have been cut off cannot run. In fact, run is faster. He cannot walk. He cannot run. Sir, he cannot jump. Lift your toe up and try to jump. You cannot. A man without toes cannot jump. He cannot leap. So when people have speed, he doesn't have it. For him, he must go through all the process, one after the other. And he must go through it, crawling. Slow motion. There are people, some people's life, whose life are slow motion. It must happen slowly. Slowly. The mate of your junior ones are now your friends. And before you know it, they have also left you. Slowly. Why? The thought has been cut off. He cannot walk. He cannot run. He cannot jump. He cannot have a leap. So even if there is a revival of help, and everybody is being helped fast, if there is a revival of speed, the man does not have speed. I pray for you. By the grace of God and anointing in this house, whatever has diminished your speed, let them be terminated out of your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has brought delay into your life, let the Lord arise and take them away. In the name of Jesus. Some of us, we have lost our strength. We have lost our skills. We have lost our abilities. In fact, many people have lost their confidence. Our mobility has been weakened. Our balance, no balance, and no speed. Stretch forth your hand here. By the power that created the heavens and the earth, whatever impairment is in your life, by the operation and activity of powers of darkness, today may the Lord restore you back. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Give me verse 7 of Judges 1. Look at this. And Adonibezek said, read with me. Adonibezek said, amen. Let's go. 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off used to gather scraps under my table. As I have done. So God, we'll come back there. So God, but you discover, who was he attacking? Well, he was attacking kings. And that's why we read, you have been made kings and priests. You are a royal priesthood. He attacked kings. And he has captured 70 already. And then Israel, Judah leading with Simeon, rose up against him. It doesn't matter how many thumbs and toes are being cut from your family. You are rising and you are overcoming. Hey, you are here. Say Judah is here. I didn't hear you. Say Judah is here. Say, my name is Judah. Say, I'm here. Say, my name is Judah. Say, I am here. Say, whatever has conquered members of my family. Say, I arise and I conquer them. I arise and I overcome them. I arise and I conquer them. I arise and I overcome them. Whatever has brought down any member of my family. I arise. My name is Judah. I arise. My name is Judah. I arise. I arise. I overcome. I conquer. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Whatever rises up against kings that have arisen up against you, let them fail, let them fall, let them falter. Let them be buried in this service. In the name of Jesus. Look at what he said. I cut off with 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes. Cut off. They do what? They gather scraps under my table. Remember Samson? He was supposed to be judged in Israel. When he see, what did he do? He was grinding mace in prison for them. He turns kings to beggars. Impairment turns kings to beggars. Impairment. Turn kings to servants. Turn givers to beggars. People gather around the person in the olden days. He's the one that gives to everybody. Now, he's the one begging. What has happened? Adonibezek has visited that person. The power that looks like Adonibezek has visited that person. Whatever is bringing a negative turn around in your life and destiny, let them end and be terminated today. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray together? Lift your hand. Let's say whatever. I didn't hear. Say whatever. Say whatever is bringing pain, bringing suffering, and negative turnaround in my family. Say expire today. Can I expire? Expire. Help is here for me. 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 Expire. Expire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have you seen? It was busy. You know, impairment makes people with great destiny to pick up crabs under the table. I told you, I shared with you what a pastor shared before about a man that was in the old court that gave his life to Christ in his church. And he said the man was a very lively, jovial person. I think I shared it like a month or so ago. Jovial person. And one day they were going out. When they got to CMS, the man's face changed. He became moody. But I said, so, what happened? What is it? The man did not talk. When they got home, he opened up. He said, did you see that boy under the bridge there? The boy in red. He said, I can remember you were looking towards a person. He said, I knew him when he was young. He came with 7-star. I was the one that took away his 7-star. The man ended up under the bridge. But this old courtesan has given his life to Christ. He is enjoying his life, but that one has lost everything. What? Impairment. Adonibezek came and cut off. Whatever is your glorious destiny for you and your children, the glorious destiny of your business, whoever arises against it, let the angels of God strike them. Let the angels of God strike them. Whoever and whatever arises against your children and their glory, let the angels of God strike them. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh, Lord, arise. Send your angels. Let them strike any agent of impairment against my life and destiny. Can you pray for me in the name of Jesus? Oh, God, arise. Send your angels. Let them strike. Let them strike every agent of impairment against the life of my children, against the life of my spouse. Strike them in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. They were picking crumbs, but they were supposed to be kings. They were picking crumbs. Impairment cripples and limits people's destiny. Impairment stops or slows down or limits people's speed. Listen to me. Stop. If you can't stop, slow it down. If you can't slow it down, limit the destiny. Limit the speed. I pray for everyone here. Every ceiling placed upon your life and destiny, that ceiling is broken now. Say amen. Let me hear. It is broken now. That ceiling is broken now. In the name of Jesus. That limit over your life and destiny are taken away. In the name of Jesus, you are breaking limits. You are breaking ceilings. You cannot be contained. You cannot be stopped. You cannot be slowed down. In the name of Jesus, the impairment is taken away. The impairment is taken away. The impairment is taken away. In the name of Jesus. You are a rising star in your family and they gang up against you and brought you down. Today, let the Lord arise and fight for you. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Have your seat. So impairment, just keep remembering the thumb and the toes. It prevents people from going far in life. A man that does not have toes cannot walk far. When he gets to a place, he will have to stand. Because there is nothing gripping the ground for him to move. Just try it. Try it. Lift your toes up and try walking and see how it is. Very painful. In fact, anyone whose toes are cut off, physiotherapists will do, what do they call it for you? For you to learn how to walk. Any mental impairment, Whatever has affected your brain, affected your thinking, affected your belief, affected your mentality, every impairment that have made you a local champion instead of a global star that you were created for, let that impairment be demolished in the name of Jesus. That impairment is demolished in the name of Jesus. That impairment is demolished in the name of Jesus. When some people entered this church, when they came to join this church, wow, they were like stars. Stars. Just look at them and say, God, we thank you for bringing this person. 5 years after, they are nowhere to be found in the church, nowhere to be found in the record. Nobody even looks at them again. Many in church are still banking on old whatever. He was a group leader 5 years ago, 4 years ago. Up to today, he's a group leader in name. God has left him. He's still living like 2016 group leader. 2018 group leader. Same idea, no idea, nothing has changed. Same mentality. A man that has that does not get promoted on physically. In the things of God, you are on the same level. Every year, there's no promotion for you from God. You must keep, listen. It is not every impairment that is from Adoni Bezek. There are some people that just sat down and said, we are going to do nothing. We will not get better. I will not do more. I will not expend energy. Some people graduated 20 years ago. They have not read one book after that. Not even newspaper. But the person is in church shaking. Every Adoni Bezek, you might be your own Adoni Bezek. They have carried your thumb like this and say, I will not use it. If you are your own enemy, I ask that the Lord will deliver you from yourself. Say amen, let me hear you. Bro, say amen, let me hear you. If you are your own enemy, I ask that the Lord will arise and deliver you. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your right hand. Let's pray. Say, every Adoni Bezek of my father's house, say, I bury you today. In the name of Jesus. Anyone representing Adoni Bezek in my father's house, acting like Adoni Bezek against the members of our family, I bury you. Be buried. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you sure you want to pray? Stand up on your feet. Some people pray as if they are in partnership with the enemy. Hello? Some of you are praying as if you are in partnership with the enemy. Now, my friend, do me. May I hold them? May I leave them? If I pray, I pray for you. Sir, that you are in this situation, whether you like it or not, every Adoni Bezek are risen against your life. They are buried by thunder. They are buried by fire. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, say Adoni Bezek. Hear the word of the Lord. Say be buried today. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you pray for yourself? Adoni Bezek. Hear the word of the Lord. Adoni Bezek, Adoni Bezek, hear the word of the Lord. Be buried. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I need you to pray this one. Every Adoni Bezek in my place of work or in the line of my business. Lift your right hand now. Let's pray. Say, every Adoni Bezek. I didn't hear you. Pray. Let me hear you. Make that command. Let me hear you. Say, in my place of work, in my career, in my business, in my line of business, say, fall down. Be buried. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for us? Every Adoni Bezek. Adoni Bezek. Fall down. mighty name we are praying. Listen to me. Whoever and whatever diminishes your value in front of people behind you is an Adoni Bezek. Are you here? Some of you are still naive. I don't want it. I pray it will not be late for you, because before you understand what the word is, I pray for you. Whoever is speaking against you for their own advantage, devaluing you for their own advantage, may the Lord expose and destroy them. May the Lord arise and put them to shame. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. Every Adoni Bezek in my neighborhood, say, fail for father. I'll be buried. Fail for father. Fail for father. Fail for father. Every Adoni Bezek, every Adoni Bezek in my place of work, every Adoni Bezek in my neighborhood, fail for father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at somebody. Say, may the Lord deliver you and all that concerns you from anything representing Adoni Bezek. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. May the Lord deliver you, and all that concerns you, all that belongs to you. May the Lord deliver you, and all that belongs to you from anything representing Adoni Bezek. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know Adoni Bezek, Adonai, you see Adonai. What is Adonai? He's Lord. Adoni Bezek is Lord of Bezek. What is Bezek? Bezek is lightning. He's a Lord of lightning. So he worships the God of lightning and thunder. But you know what we are going to do? The rain is falling. It just came to my mind. We are going to bring lightning against every Adoni Bezek walking your life. Look at the person. Say, let's say light of God. Say lightning of God. Say thunder and lightning from heaven. Arise and destroy every Adoni Bezek oppressing in your life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for that person. Say the thunder and lightning of God. Arise and destroy. Arise and destroy. Every Adoni Bezek oppressing in your life. The thunder of the Lord. The lightning of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say anyone and whatever is physically standing as Adoni Bezek. Say anyone, whoever, whatever is spiritually standing as Adoni Bezek. Say anyone, say whoever, whatever is mentally standing as Adoni Bezek against my life. Say we bury you today in the name of Jesus. Be buried, be buried, be buried, be buried. Every agent of impairment, every agent of Adoni Bezek, be buried, be buried. Pray for yourself, pray for yourself, pray for yourself. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Anyone here that looks complete but is incomplete, whatever is incomplete, let the creative power of the Lord restore them back unto you. Say amen like thunder. Let me hear you. In the name of Jesus, by the creative miracles and creative power of the Lord, whatever has been cut off from your destiny, let there be a restoration for you now. Say amen like thunder. Let there be a restoration in the name of Jesus. Let there be a restoration in the name of Jesus. Let there be a restoration in the name of Jesus. Before we go on, some of you can remember what you have lost, what it is. You're going to lift your right hand up. Say, by the creative miracle of the Lord, by the creative power of the Lord, let there be a restoration of you know the thing, of this. Oh, yeah, lift your hand. Yeah, talk, talk, talk. Make that pronouncement. Make that pronouncement. As you say it, so shall it be. As you say it, so shall it be. As you say it, so shall it be. Let the angels of restoration, let them be at work. 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 As you say it now, so shall it be.
Let there be recovery. Let there be restoration. As you decree it, so shall it be. As you say it now, so shall it be. Let there be recovery. Let there be restoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's pray for seven people. Pick your first partner. And then we anoint you. Pick your first partner. Say, every power cutting off your potential. Say that, let me hear you. Say that, let me hear you. Say, they are destroyed by thunder. Say, suddenly they are destroyed. Say, suddenly they are destroyed. In the name of Jesus, pray for that person. Whatever is cutting off your potential, you are still a young man. Whatever is cutting off your potential, they are cut off. They are destroyed. They are cut off. They are destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Pick the next partner. Please listen to me. Maybe soon I will teach about opportunities again. I thought about opportunities like 8 years ago in church. Listen to me. If God wants to bless you, He makes opportunity available. Many things don't drop from heaven. It is opportunity that comes. If your opportunities are blocked, your prayers cannot be answered. When your prayers are answered, it is opportunities that are made available for you. Hello, do you understand? So, let's say I sell cars and I'm praying, Lord, I need money, I need it. God send me people that need cars. That is an opportunity for me to sell. I cannot decide to insult the person and say, I don't sell cars to people like you. You can decide to look down on the person. You are made or unmade by your opportunities and how you take advantage of them. Are you here? Look at the person. Before then, I pray for everyone here. Anyone that have unknowingly, unconsciously lost any opportunity, may the mercy of the Lord speak for you. In the name of Jesus, by the power of recovery, by the power of restoration, every opportunity you have lost, recover them all. In the name of Jesus, look at the person. Say, any power cutting off your opportunities, say they are cut off from your life. In the name of Jesus, pray for the person. Any power cutting off your opportunities, they are cut off. They are cut off. Pray for the person. Any power cutting off your opportunity, they are Anthony Bezek. We cut them off. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look for the top person. Any power making you useless. Say that again. Let me hear. Any power making you useless. Say that again. Let me hear you. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say whatever. Say whoever. Wherever. They are making you useless. Say, may the Lord arise against them. Say, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus. Any power making you useless. The Lord rebuke them. The Lord rebuke them. The Lord rebuke them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at me. Raise your right hand up. Say, any power cutting off my help and helpers. The Lord cut you off. In the name of Jesus. Any power cutting off my help and my helpers. The Lord cut you off. The Lord cut you off. Every power cutting off my help. Cutting off my helpers. The Lord cut you off. Any power cutting off my help. Cutting off my helpers. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. When God wants to help a man, He makes opportunity available. Or He sends him a man. John chapter 5, Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda. Will you be made? I have no man to help me. Anyone whose connection, contact, has been cut off, The Lord is your ever-present help in the day of trouble. Whatever is cutting off your connection, your contact, your help, may they be cut off now. In the name of Jesus. Including your character. May your character be cut off. Including your... After saying amen, go and change. You have insulted everybody in church. You are here praying, but keep praying. Keep praying. The Lord help you. Sounding cymbal. You are not different from that drum in heaven. You are fighting people in church. But you are here. Every power cut. Now you, they cut yourself off. Ma, now you. Now you. Christians have made the power of God inconsequential by their absolute disobedience to express word of God. Stretch your hand here. I pray for everyone here. May the mercy of the Lord speak for you. May the mercy of the Lord speak for you. May the mercy of the Lord speak for you. May the mercy of the Lord speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Say any power fighting against my lifting. Say any power fighting against my speed. Say the Lord destroy you. In the name of Jesus. Can I have any power fighting against my lifting? Fighting against my speed. The Lord destroy you. The Lord destroy you. Any power fighting against my lifting, against my speed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at somebody. Say every agenda to disable, dethrone, and demote you. Say that again. Every agenda to disable you, to dethrone you, to demote you. Say that again. Every agenda, every mandate, every plan, every gang of to disable you, to dethrone you, to demote you. Say it fails. It falls. It falls. In the name of Jesus. Pray for the blessing. Pray for the blessing. Pray for the blessing. Pray for the blessing. Every agenda to demote you. Every agenda to dethrone you. Every agenda to disable you. It falls. 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 Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your two hands up. Say, my hands. I didn't hear you. Say, my hands. Receive the power to lay hold of and take delivery of God's promises, of your possession, of your inheritance, of your blessings, of your favor, of your goodness. Receive power. Receive the strength to lay hold of and carry and carry. Say, my hands. Pray for yourself. Receive strength to carry. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, if you throw some pieces of people, when they catch it, they can catch it, but it will drop. It is not that the blessings are not coming, it's that they are not staying. Lift your hands up, lift your two hands up. My thumbs are paining me. My thumbs are paining me. That means there is a surgical, angelic surgical operation on any thumb that has been spiritually, surgically taken away. The Lord is restoring. Stretch forth your hand here. Stretch forth your hand here. Whatever was cut off in any part of your body, in the dream, and is manifesting spiritually, today let there be a restoration for you. Let there be a restoration for you. Let there be a restoration for you. Receive the strength to carry. Receive the strength to sustain. Receive the strength to multiply. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Even the weed, if one seed of a weed drops somewhere, come back in a year, it would have covered everywhere. Without any stress, multiplication. How much more you, a human being? Lift your two hands up. Say, I receive the strength to carry, to sustain, and multiply resources and blessings. In the name of Jesus, I receive the strength to carry, to sustain, to multiply resources and blessings. I receive the strength. I receive the strength. I receive the strength. I receive the strength. I receive the strength to carry. To carry, to sustain, to multiply. Say with me, say, I carry. I didn't even say I carry. I sustain. I multiply. Say that again. Say that again. Say that again. You will not be a person of yesterday. You will be a person of today and the future. In the name of Jesus. Let there be sustenance in your blessing. Let there be sustainability of your resources. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Even if, I don't know, do you know about the sustainability plan of the world? Anything they are doing in the world now, anything, they will ask you for the sustainability. Because it is believed that when you do and you lose, you start again, you lose. It doesn't, when you swell everything and it's not sustainable, it's a waste. It is not to be blessed alone. It is to be able to sustain the blessing and multiply the blessing. Lift your two hands up again. Say, I carry. I didn't hear you. Say, I carry. Say, I sustain. Say, I multiply the blessing and the resources of the Lord in my life. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I discover my time is fast spent. But let's pray two or three prayers. Look at your feet. Say, oh Lord, empower my feet for motion and speed in all areas of my profession, of my career, of my calling, of my ministry. You can fill in the gap. Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh yeah, open your mouth and pray for yourself. Say, oh Lord, empower my feet. For motion, for speed, in all areas of my life. Mention those areas. I receive speed. I move. I am no longer stagnant. I receive the strength. I'm empowered to move. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The Lord is giving us a blank check concerning the anointing. What you are going to do before you come and you are anointed, you are going to decree what you want to happen to you when you are anointed. Are you okay? Is that okay by you? I give you 30 seconds is good enough. 30 seconds, 1 minute. Can you talk to the Lord? As I am anointed, let this happen. Hello. Listen to me. I did not say, oh Lord, as I take one step forward and move there, and anyone that touches me, I'm not asking for story. This will not be story prayer. Lord, as I go forward and I'm anointed, as I am anointed, let this happen. No be story time, sir. Hello, tell somebody, no be story time. Say, sharp, go to the point. Lift your hands up and pray to the Lord. Pray to the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Ushers, please just help us. Let's do that quickly.
Every storm we cease, I got you in my boat, got you in my boat, Lord. Every storm we cease, I got
you. Can we lift up? We have an instruction. Let's just lift our hands and just bless the name of the Lord. Can we just worship him for like 2 minutes and we move to the announcement? Lift your hands. Let him hear your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice. Your name is Judah. Let praise spring from your mouth. Let praise spring from your mouth. Let praise spring from your mouth. Open your mouth and praise him. Open your mouth and worship him. Worship him, worship him.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.